黄弟兄今天早上七点半打电话来说他尿血，所以要送到急诊室。
This morning at 7:30, Brother Huang called me saying that he has bloody urine, so he's now rushed to the emergency room.
我们在祷告中纪念我们的弟兄。
May we all remember our brother in our prayers.
我们一同来读一点圣经。
Shall we now read some passages?
以弗所书第五章第十四节到第二十一第十五节到二十一节。
Ephesians 5:15-21。
以弗所书第五章十五节，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Redeeming the time because the days are evil.
不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，那要被圣灵充满。
And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
应当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Submitting to one another in the fear of Christ.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
父啊，靠着你丰盛的恩典，借着耶稣基督的名，他为我们开了一条又新又活的路，我们能够来到你的面前。
Father, by the multitude of your grace and this abundant mercy that your Son has inaugurated for us this new and living way.
愿今天圣灵充满这个地方，叫我们真是能够被一个灵所感。
May the Holy Spirit fill this place so that we will all be moved by one Spirit.
能够听见你自己所说的声音。
That we could hear the words from your own word of mouth.
也保守黄弟兄现在在医院，保守他的健康，圣灵与他同在。
And watch over our beloved brother Huang as he is now in the hospital. May the Spirit be with him.
但愿从天上来的平安束手保守我们弟兄的心怀意念。
May the divine peace coming from heaven keep our brother's heart and soul and hearts and mind.
把底下的时间恭敬交托仰望你。
We just commit the following time to you and we lift up our hearts to you.
愿圣灵自己向我们说话。
May the Holy Spirit speak to us Himself.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. Amen. 我们说在以弗所书里面，用一个很简单的一件事情、一句话，告诉整个基督徒一生的经历。
We mentioned that in the epistles of Ephesians, the author uses one very simple thing to speak of all Christians' experiences.
就是一旦我们信主以后呢，我们就要脱去旧人。
That is, once we believe in the Lord, we should take off our old man.
这个旧人呢，是因着私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
The old man grows corrupt because of the lust.
要穿上新人。
And we need to put on new man.
这新人是照着神的形象造的。
And this new man is being made according to the image of God.
有至深的真理的仁义和圣洁。
In true righteousness and holiness.
那么，所以以弗所书呢，它有很多的经文呢，告诉我们这个新人应该有什么样的表现。
And the book gives us so many references to show us to us that what are the manifestations of this new man.
那我们这几次所注重的是一个新人是活在光里头的。
In our past sharings, we emphasize that this new man should live in light.
我们呢里头有主在生命在里头，我们就是光。
Because as the Lord's light is within us, we are the light.
但是呢我们还要在这光中，我们还行在他的光中。
But still, we need to walk in the light.
所以我们是在光中得以见光。
Because in the light, we shall see light.
这一个活在光中的这个新人呢，他呢生活上有很多的表现，他结果值得。
a person who lives in light should bear many fruits and with much manifestation in his life.
所以从十五节到二十一节呢，就告诉我们一个活在光中的新人，他有怎么样的表现。
So from verse 15 to 21, the passage shows us what the new man displays as he walks in the light.
我们要谨慎行事。
We need to walk circumspectly.
我们要爱惜光阴。
To redeem the time,
我们要认识主的旨意。
We need to understand what the will of the Lord is.
那么，我们今天要跟弟兄姊妹一同来交通的，一同来思想的，就是这个新人，活在光中的新人，他是要被圣灵充满的。
Today, I would like to share with you and consider together, this new man should be filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是当我们一信主的时候，他就内住在我们里头。
When we first believe in the Lord, the Holy Spirit indwells us.
每一个信主的人，当一信主的时候，接受主耶稣基督的名，那么圣灵就住在我们里头。
Every person who believes in the Lord receives the Holy Spirit. Now He indwells us.
他让我们能够明白主的旨意。
So that we could understand what the will of the Lord is.
他叫我们知道什么事情是对的，什么是错的。
So that we could understand what is right from what is wrong.
但这里呢，他在所说的呢，他说要被圣灵充满。
But here the verse says, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那就不仅仅只是说到的圣灵的内住了。
So it's not only the indwelling Holy Spirit.
因为这是每一个信主的人的时候，他都有的经历，圣灵就住在我们里头。
Because every believer should have the same experience that the Holy Spirit abides in us.
那除了圣灵在我里面，他那个恩膏的教训带领我们走每天的路。
Apart from the anointing of the indwelling Holy Spirit leading us in our daily walk.
他是在这里呢，他要我们有一个经历，就是要圣灵来充满我们。
Here we need to acquire this experience that we should be filled with the Spirit.
这个呢，不是仅仅一个我们的。盼望或者是我们里面的想要有或是没有、
This is not merely our hope hoping to have it or not having it
它这里呢它是一个命令
Here is a command
它说要被圣灵充满
Be filled
每一个信主的人不但有圣灵的内住带我们领走每天的路
Everyone who believes in the Lord, not only does he have the Holy Spirit leading us to walk daily,
这个活在光中的新人要被圣灵所充满。
But this new man living the light should be filled with the Spirit.
这是一个何等有福的那个神的祝福。
Oh, this is what a blessed bliss from the Lord.
那么今天呢，神的儿女们一讲到圣灵充满的时候
，But today as God's children talk about being filled with Holy Spirit，
特别是在这个基要派比较保守的教会里头，都有一些保留，不太敢说。
Especially among those fundamentalists, the conservatives, they would have be restrained in afraid of.Talking much about this.
所以呢，我们呢需要对这件事情，这个是主的命令，一个神的祝福，有一个更深一层的认识。
We have to understand this is the Lord's blessing. This is an imperative, a command, in order to know our Lord more deeply.
如果我们没有这个准确的认识的话呢，要不然我们就走到一边，我们呢完全反对圣灵的工作。一方面呢，我们又走到另外一边，一天到晚追求这个圣灵的恩赐。
If we do not have this correct understanding, on the one hand, we might go to one extreme, and seeking after the gifts of the Holy Spirit. On the other hand, we may go to the other extreme and not dare to talk anything about the Holy Spirit.
那么在新约圣经里面呢，圣灵充满这个词哈，那么一共出现了14次。
In the Bible, being filled with the Holy Spirit appears 14 times.
除了这里所提到的一次以外
，apart from the one mentioned here，
那么有四次呢是在路加福音里面提到的。
Four times are mentioned in the book of Luke。
他说到这个使徒约翰在母腹就要被圣灵充满。
It mentioned that John the Baptist being filled with Holy Spirit in the womb。
他是那时候撒加那个他的母亲，伊丽莎伯被圣灵充满，然后他的父亲撒加利亚也被圣灵充满。那主他被 带到旷野之前的时候，他也是被圣灵充满，然后到这旷野去受试探。
And also, Elizabeth, Zacharias, John the Baptist's father and mother were filled with the Holy Spirit. And also, before the Lord was led to the wilderness to be tested, he was also filled with the Spirit.
那么另外九次呢，都是在《使徒行传》里面提到。
The other nine times are mentioned in Acts.
所以似乎呢，这个圣灵充满这个事情呢，在对于路加啊、那个心中啊，他的特别的负担呢、啊，他四次在路加福音说，有九次在使徒行传说，都是他写的。
So it seems being filled with the Holy Spirit, this theme is heavily burdened in Luke's heart. So we see that nine times, being filled with the Holy Spirit is mentioned in Acts, and four times in the Gospel of Luke. Both of them were written by Luke.
所以呢，我们如果要对圣灵充满有一个更准确的认识的话呢，我们要好好读《使徒行传》。
So for us to have a more accurate understanding of the being filled with the Holy Spirit, we do have to study closely the Book of Acts.
那么在《使徒行传》里面，这九次提到圣灵充满的时候
，Now among the nine times when the book mentions being filled with the Holy Spirit,
我们大概可以把它 分成了三个不同的领域、啊、
generally could divide into three different realms.
有些时候呢，它是说到圣灵充满跟传福音之间的关系。
Sometimes the book talks about the relationship between being filled with the Holy Spirit and evangelization.
我们来传福音呢，需要圣灵充满。
As we preach the gospel, we need to be filled with the Spirit.
那有时候呢，他是说到圣灵充满跟我们遭遇患难的时候这种关系。
And other times, it mentions the relationship between our going through sufferings and being filled with Holy Spirit.
基督徒在地上常常遭遇患难呐、啊，这个世上许多的患难如火星飞腾一样。
We Christians, as we live in this world, we suffer all the hardships as often as the sparks goes upward.
那我如果要经历这些许多的患难，我们需要圣灵充满。
For us to go through all these experiences, we do need to be filled with the Spirit.
特别是为主的名在那里征战的时候。
Especially when we wage the wars for the Lord.
那么第三方面，他还说到呢，这个圣灵充满跟我们这服事之间的关系。
And third, that being filled with Holy Spirit is related to our services.
我们每一个人在这边服事，在每一个岗位服事，我们都需要圣灵充满。
Everyone, when he serves in different capacities, does need to be filled with the Spirit.
那么今天呢，我们呢就特别来着重在那个圣灵充满跟传福音之间的关系。
So today our emphasis will be placed upon the relationship between being filled with the Spirit and sharing the gospel.
我们来读那个《使徒行传》第二章第一节到第四节哈。
So we will read Acts 2, verse 1 to 10.
他说：“五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所住的地方。又有舌头如火焰分焰的显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才，说起别国的话来。”
When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
当主从死里复活之后
，When the Lord was raised from the dead，
那么四十天之久呢，他跟门徒们在一起啊。
For 40 days he stayed with his disciples。
他那里啊，就是四十天的那个密集训练。
So this is a intense training for 40 days。
把那个摩西的律法、先知的书跟诗篇上所有关于主耶稣的记载，都向他们讲解明白。
So our Lord expounded to them。And all the Psalms, Moses' words, and the prophecies.
那么，门徒们已经跟主跟了三年半了。
The disciples had followed the Lord for 3.5 years.
那么主也曾经两个打发他们是出去传福音。
And the Lord has sent them out two by two to share the gospel.
那么主从死里复活之后呢，经过40天的那个密集训练。
After our Lord was raised from the dead and after 40 days of intense training.
他们的对主的福音，对主的那个救恩呢，一定是有完全的认识。
They should have this complete understanding of our Lord's salvation and also His grace.
那同时呢，主跟他们说，你们要去10万人的那个做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。这是所谓的大使命。
And He gave them this great commission and telling them to go and to make disciples, to preach the gospel to all nations and also make them my disciples to obey my command, though I will be with you until the end of the age.
就我们来看的话呢，他们跟着主的跟了3年半了，又经过40天的训练了，所以他们可以出去了，对不对？
To us, they had been with the Lord for 3.5 years, and then they had the 40 days of intense training. Of course, they could go and share the gospel.
他们呢，一定每个人都前面也有传福音的经历的，对不对？现在传福音出去没问题，只说你这个要出去去。
And they had the experiences of preaching the gospel, and now the Lord commanded them to go. So of course, you know, go.
但是呢，主呢在那里吩咐他们。
But here the Lord charged them.
他说：“你们不要离开耶路撒冷啊。”
Do not leave Jerusalem.
要等候父所应许的，就是我对你们所说过的。
Wait for this promise of the Father, which I have told you before.
约翰呢，曾经是用水施洗的，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。第一章第五节。
And chapter 1, verse 5, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
那因为呢，第八节他说，因为圣灵降在你们身上的时候呢，你们要得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地跟撒玛利亚，直到地极。做我的见证。
Because as verse 8 tells us, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
是的，他们已经跟了主跟了三年半了。
Yes, they indeed followed the Lord for 3.5 years.
是的，他们也那个遵守主的命令，出去两个两个人出去传过福音了。
Yes, they had followed the Lord's command to go out to share the gospel two by two.
主还把整个圣经呢，关于旧约里头，关于他的预言，都跟他们讲解明白了。
And the Lord had made it clear to them all the prophecies in the Old Testament concerning our Lord.
但是他们要出去到万国，使那个世界，我是叫万国那个做他的门徒的话，神的主他们还要再等，还要再接受一件事情。
But for them to go out to make disciples of all nations, they still had to wait for a while.
他们需要圣灵的充满。
Because they needed to be filled with the Spirit.
唯有圣灵充满他们，他们的能力啊，能够出去从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极，做他的见证。
Because only when they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they would receive the power, and they could be the witnesses to the Lord from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
然后呢，因此他们在耶路撒冷等候啊，等祷告，一起祷告了10天。
That's why the disciples waited in Jerusalem and they prayed together for 10 days.
那么10天之后呢？父所应许的就降在他们身上。
10 days later, the promise of the Father descended upon them.
那么他们的圣灵呢，好像那个火焰啊，有舌头像火焰一样降在他们身上。
So the Holy Spirit coming upon them as fiery tongues divided.
那么他们就得着口才啊，用这个圣灵充满了，就说起各国的话来。
So each one received utterance, being filled with the Holy Spirit. They started to speaking all the tongues.
然后呢，彼得呢，接着跟12个使徒起来哈，那个为主做见证。
And Peter rose, and together with the other 11 disciples, they bore witness of the Lord.
他讲的是圣经里面第一篇的那个福音信息。
So this is the first gospel message in the New Testament.
是信息扎心啊。
And his message pierced to the heart of all these people.
圣灵在里面工作。
And Holy Spirit is working with him.
众人的听也就扎心了，说弟兄啊，我那 那我们该怎样行？
So when people heard of this message, it simply pierced to their heart. So they say, brother, what should we do?
那一天呢，门徒啊，一天就增添了将近三千人。
So in one day, disciples increased to the number around 3,000.
你就看见呢，当圣灵在那里工作的时候。
So you see when the Holy Spirit works.
当圣灵在那里借着他的儿女们传福音的时候。
When the Holy Spirit preaches the gospel through His children.
那福音的能力是何等的大。
How great is this power of the gospel?
一天就三千人。
One day, 3,000 believe in the Lord.
那我们今天在地上传福音的时候。
Today, as we share the gospel,
我们也是何等需要常常依靠圣灵所赐给我们的能力，我们来传主的福音。
How much more do we need this power given to us by the Holy Spirit to share the gospel?
多少时候我们传福音觉得软弱
？So many times as we share the gospel, we feel very weak.
不知道该怎么样说。
We don't know what to say.
当我们的圣灵充满我们的时候
，But when the Holy Spirit fills us,
圣灵带领我们给我们开机会的时候
，When He makes opportunities available for us,
我们就能够把。
We will be able to preach out this gospel.
那么在这一次传福音的时候
，Now in this incident of sharing the gospel, Peter's.
那么有一个特别的现象
，There's one specific phenomenon.
那么就是他们呢都。有那个恩赐，说起各国的方言来。
That is, every apostle has the gift to speak all the languages of different nations.
因着他们说方言，说各国的话呢，所以各众人觉得新奇，因为他们都在那里称赞神为大。
Because all of these tongues they spoke, so all the people simply praise God, this great God.
那么我们今天。是不是也需要 说方言呢
？So today, do we need to speak in tongues?
圣灵在充满的时候，是不是一定有方言的现象
？When we are filled with Holy Spirit, do we necessarily display this speaking of tongues?
我们首先呢，认识方言呢，确实是圣灵的恩赐啊。
Now, first, we have to understand, yes, speaking tongues is one of the gifts.From God.
那么圣灵呢，按着教会的需要，按着个人所赐给个人的，把不同的恩赐赏给人。
The Holy Spirit, according to the need of the Christ, and distributes to different people, for all.
有些人他是会治理事的。
So some people are good at being administrators.
有些人是会关心人的。
Others are very concerning for others.
有些人可以为主做出口的。
Others would be the Lord's mouthpiece.
有些人会医病，他会赶鬼，他有人说方言，有时候翻方言。
And face healings and speaking in tongues, driving out demons, interpretation of tongues.
那么。方言呢，就是圣灵他随着旨意所分给个人的恩赐之一。
So we know speaking in tongues is one of the gifts, given by the Holy Spirit according to His own will.
那么，圣灵他把这样的恩赐赐给人，把那样的恩赐赐给别人。
So Holy Spirit gives this gift to this one and other gift to another.
他有的时候把说方言的恩赐赐给人。
Sometimes He does give this gifts of speaking in tongues.
那么今天呢，有人说方言应该已经过去了，因为他是讲说各样的奥秘，今天奥秘启示已经完了，所以今天不应该有方言了。
So some people say that this matter of speaking in tongues is over.Because when you speak in tongues, you speak all the mysteries of the Lord. And since the Lord's mysteries have been made clear, so there should be no more speaking tongues.
但是那些说方言的弟兄姊妹说，不不不，你如果你要被圣灵充满，如果你是这个要重生得救的话，你一定要会说方言。
But those people who insist on speaking tongues, saying that you have to have this gift in order for youto be filled with the Holy Spirit or even to be saved.
那么说方言呢，是你被圣灵充满的一个证据。
So speaking in tongues is the evidence of you being filled with the Spirit.
那么到底圣灵充满是指的什么意思呢？是什么样的情况是圣灵充满
？So exactly what does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit? What is the condition?
当圣灵充满的时候，我们一定要说方言吗
？When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, do we have to speak in tongues?
首先呢，我们要在保罗的书信呢，你要认识方言呢。它主要的是对着 外邦人做证据，不是为了神的百姓做证据。
So first, from Paul's epistles, we have to understand that speaking in tongues is as a sign to the non-believers, not as a sign to believers.
当五旬节的时候，当他们这些门徒们圣灵充满，说起各国的话的时候
，On the day of Pentecost, when the disciples, apostles were filled with Holy Spirit.Starting to speak the languages of different nations.
这些从世界各国来的犹太人来到耶路撒冷，听到这些人从他们的那个用他们这个所来的国家的那些话来讲说神的大能。
All these Jews from different corner of the world came to Jerusalem and they heard their own languages being spoken in tongues by these different disciples.
啊，他们都非常稀奇。
They were amazed.
哎、他们每个人都集心，这那个都被注意，都被集中了、啊、
So they all focus their attention on them.
哎呀，圣灵就借着彼得呢，讲了一篇那个有力的福音的信息。
And the Holy Spirit through Peter gave this powerful message.
那同时呢，让我们看见呢，他保罗说呢，方言呢，对着是造就自己啊。
Paul also tells us that speaking tongues edify ourselves.
那保罗他自己他说 他讲的方言比别人的。比所有人讲的都多、嗯、
Paul himself said that he spoke in tongues much more than others
确实可能、如果有方言经历的话那么、在方言当中跟主有亲密的交通对他的灵性可能有帮助、啊、
Indeed、if you have you know, this experience of speaking in tongues so then you would have this a very intimate relationshipWith your Lord, this should be very helpful to the one who speaks in tongue.
但是呢，我们呢来来稍微想一想方言的这个对方言的教导的时候。
But as we consider the instructions about speaking in tongues in the Bible,
有关方言的那个记载跟教导，只有在哥林多前书讲。
All the references about speaking in tongues and all its teachings.Are limited to 1 Corinthians.
其他的地方呢，只有那个《使徒行传》呢，他讲了三次哈。
And others would be in Acts three times mentioned.
那么对于方言的教导的教训，在书信里面只有哥林多前书讲。
So only 1 Corinthians speaks of the teaching and doctrine of speaking tongues.
当时讲方言的绝对不是只有，绝对不会只有哥林多教会。
And in those days, of course, it's not limited to 1 Corinthians church who spoke tongues.
至少我们知道耶路撒冷教会有人会讲，至少我们说以弗所教会有人会讲。
We know that the church in Jerusalem, church in Ephesus, you know, people also spoke in tongues.
但是呢，他只有在哥林多前书的时候，他对于这方言呢有一个比较深入一点的教导。
But only in 1 Corinthians, the Bible gives us more deeper instruction about speaking in tongues.
那主要的我想是因为哥林多教会有许多的混乱、啊、对于方言这个恩赐它 有许多的 不清楚的认识造成许多的教会的混乱。
I believe it is because of all the confusion in the Corinthian church because of speaking in tongues. So speaking in tongues,was especially mentioned there.
所以关于方言的恩赐只有在哥林多前书十二章跟十四章的这么在讲到。
And also in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and 14, speaking tongues was mentioned.
在罗马书第十二章还说到他也说到很多的教会的恩赐，但都没有提到方言。
Romans 12 also speaks of different gifts, but speaking tongues it was not mentioned.
甚至在使徒行传他说到方言的时候呢。他只说到三次、啊、
Even in Acts, even though the speaking tongues is mentioned, but limited to three times.
那么我们说到有九处说到圣灵充满，那么只有一次，就是刚刚我读的一次，说圣灵充满之后他有方言。
Among the nine references of speaking in tongues, only one out of nine mentions connects speaking tongues with being filled with the Holy Spirit.
那么另外两次，一次是圣灵的降下，一个是圣灵的赐下哈。那么也是类似圣灵的工作，可是直接跟圣灵充满的这经文，那也是只有这一次说到是有那个赐下方言的。
Now, the other one is the coming down of the Holy Spirit is connected with speaking in tongues. But as to the experience of speaking in tongues, this is the only reference here, Acts 2.
所以呢，我们知道圣灵充满。 他有可能他会赐下方言的恩赐。
So here we conclude that being filled with the Holy Spirit might bring down the gift of speaking in tongues.
但是可能很多的时候。
But many more times.
那么圣灵充满并没有接下来就把那个这个方言的恩赐赐下来。
When a person is filled with the Spirit of the receiving of speaking in tongues, that gift is not given.
那么我想圣灵充满呢、啊、他这边既然他说到 要被圣灵充满、
啊、Since the verse says be filled with the Holy Spirit
那就是一个每一个基督徒都应该有的经历
That should be the common experience for every Christian
有些人 有圣灵充满的经历以后他讲方言、啊、
of some people are being filled with the Holy Spirit do speak in tongues
那么甚至有些人他们没有这样子没有这样的表现
And others don't have this kind of display of speaking in tongues.
但是呢，我们呢，可以从这些经文知道一件事情。
But from all these verses, we can come to know one thing.
当圣灵充满的时候
，When a person is filled with
Holy Spirit, 我们呢一定有不同的经历跟感觉。
We will have different feelings and experiences.
那么有些人呢，他们的借着说方言呢，他们对强烈的感觉圣灵的同在。
Some people through speaking in tongues do feel very intensely of the Lord's presence.
所以呢，那个在使徒行传第二章的时候说，当他们讲方言的时候，有人说，这些人是被新酒充满了。
That's why in Acts 2 we read that when people saw them speaking in tongues, they said, "Are these people being filled with new wine?"
所以他们里面一定是表彰那个邻里的表现的那个激昂哈、啊、那样子的高昂的非常的。你说是非常的喜乐啊
The exuberance, upliftedness, and also this joy from the Holy Spirit.
那么在使徒行在以弗所书那边，他说在讲这个方言，在讲这个圣灵充满之前，他说呢，他说不要醉酒，因为酒能使人放荡。
And in Ephesians we read first, do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation.
那么基督徒可以喝酒。
Christians are allowed to drink wine,
但是不要醉酒
but do not be intoxicated.
因为醉酒之后啊，就随便说话，那个失去了圣徒的体统。
Because once you are drunk, you will speak so carelessly. It's not fitting for a saint.
有些人喜欢喝酒喝到醉啊，是因为他很喜欢那个淋漓那个兴奋，那个壶里那个兴奋那个感觉。
Some people do like to drink wine, even to becoming drunk, because they like this excitedness in their soul.
那么在以弗所书那边呢，他把不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，跟要被圣灵充满，他摆在一起讲。
So here in Ephesians, we see that do not be drunk with wine. Paul linked this with being filled with the Holy Spirit.
我想除了他警戒我们不要喝醉酒以外。
Now, apart from this warning that Paul gave us, do not be drunk with wine.
我想他还告诉我们，当我们生追求圣灵充满的时候，可能不要太注重这个外面的那个感觉。
He also told us that when you pursue after this being filled with the Holy Spirit, do not pay much attention to the external feelings.
确实有许多的圣徒，我想。他既然是个命令了啊，那绝对不会是少数的在那个神的儿女们有这样的经历啊。
Since being filled with the Holy Spirit is a command, and also quite a few saints do have this experience.
但如果你读他们的书或听他们在讲的他们的经历的时候，都不太一样。
But as you read their individual book or their individual experience, it's not quite the same either.
有人呢说那个他圣灵充满的时候啊，在房子里有大光啊，他被击倒在地啊，那个圣的同在这个东西。
Say that when they have this experience, they would see this great light, and they were struck by the light, and they would fell down.
有人说、啊，当圣灵充满的时候、啊、他从头到脚好像触电一样啊。
Some people would say that when he is filled with the Holy Spirit, it seems that he's electrified from the top to bottom.
我想呢，在这里呢，是以弗所书，他这两节这节圣经呢，可能要告诉我们说，可能外面的这个经历是怎么样，并不是那么重要。
So the two verses here in Ephesians actually tells us the external experiences are not that important.
当菲利比书他说呢，应当一无挂虑，只要记得祷告、祈求和感谢，把你们所要的告诉神。
In Ephesians, we read, "Be anxious for nothing, but by prayer, supplication with thanksgiving, make known your request to the Lord."
那么神在基督耶稣里面的啊，那么神所出人意外的平安呢，必在基督耶稣里面保守你们的心怀意念啊。
The peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
那么当我们被一些难处的时候，遇见一些外面的别人抵挡的时候
，When we encounter some problems or some resistance from outside，
我们里头非常作难，不知道怎么样往前去的时候
，And as we are perplexed in our heart， we don't know how to go forward。
我们到时候要记得祷告、祈求、感谢啊。
Remember to pray to。Make supplication.
他说呢，他神呢要把那个出人意外的平安呢赐给我们，基督耶稣里面赐那个出人意外的平安赐给我们。
With thanksgiving, and God will give you this peace in Christ Jesus, surpassing all understanding. Guard your hearts and mind.
当我们遇见一个难处我们过不去的时候
，When we encounter some hardship we cannot get over it,
我们在神的面前求神的自己来帮助我们。充满我们。
We come before the Lord and ask Him to help us, to fill us.
那里面的一个出人意外的平安。
And then you would have this peace surpassing all understanding.
这个出人意外的平安呢，让我们能够面对各样的难处。
Which allows us to face all the hardships.
那这是圣灵的工作。
And truly, this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们里头，不一定要外面有什么特别那个刺激的那种非常特别的一些经历啊。
So the Holy Spirit does not necessarily give us some of the external exciting experiences.
那个大卫啊，他说呢，的那个我的心不高大，我的眼不狂妄，重大和这不多事，我也不敢行。
David said that the great and haughty things, my heart would not dare to ask.
啊，我的就平静安稳的，好像。那个断奶的婴孩的在母亲的怀中一样。
I'm like a child weaned from the mother, in the bosom of the of his mother.
我想这是圣灵充满那个经历哈，让我们在里面有这么样子那个安稳呢、啊，在这大在外面大家再大的狂风暴雨啊，我们里面这么样的安稳。
I believe this experience of the calmness is from the Holy Spirit.Regardless how great the tempest might be, and how great the billows could be, but within us is filled with this calm.
是的，我们要被圣灵充满。
Yes, indeed, we need to be filled with the Spirit.
那特别呢是在传福音的时候。
Especially when we share the gospel.
那当我们说我们传福音的时候需要圣灵充满是什么意思呢？
But what do we mean when we preach the gospel? We need to be filled with the Spirit.
是我们每个人都像彼得那样子的起来，有大恩赐的长篇那个什么有力的这福音的信息。
So that every one of us rise up, being like Peter, and give out this such powerful message.
还是我们有做什么大能行什么神迹奇事，叫人能够信主。
Or could we work signs and wonders, to convince the non-believers?
我们来看一看那个巴拿巴的经历啊。
So let's consider the experience of Barnabas.
巴拿巴呢，我们在《使徒行传》第十一章啊，第二十四节。
Acts 11:24.
他说呢，这个巴拿巴呢，原是个好人。
He said, Barnabas was a good man.
那被圣灵充满
，full of the Holy Spirit，
大有信心
，and of faith。
于是有许多人归服了主。
And a great many people were added to the Lord.
他说呢，巴拿巴呢是一个好人。
And the text tells us that
他有非常好的个性，能够关心人，他能够带领人来到主的面前。
He has very good characters. He always shows concerns for others and bringing people to the Lord.
那么当那个保罗信主之后，众人都不相信他啊，是他把保罗带到那个。去见使徒的。
When Paul believed in the Lord, none would believe this. It is Barnabas who brought Paul to the saints.
是他到 抱大树把保罗带到那个安提阿跟那里的众圣徒一同服侍的。
It's also Barnabas who went to Tarsus to take Paul to the church of Antioch to serve together.
圣经称他是一个劝慰子。
And the Bible says he is a son of encouragement.
这是他天然的个性。
This is his natural personality.
有些人呢，真的是有着很好的个性的，真的感谢主。
We thank the Lord because some people do have this natural good characters.
那说呢，巴拿巴呢，他是被圣灵充满的。
But here it says that he's full of the Holy Spirit.
那么巴拿巴被圣灵充满，他有什么样的表现呢？
So what manifestation would Barnabas exhibit when he's filled with the Spirit?
你发觉呢，当巴拿巴跟保罗出去传福音的时候。
Then you realize when Barnabas went out to share the gospel with Paul.
开始的时候都提到巴拿巴、保罗、扫罗了，巴拿巴、扫罗。
At the very beginning, the passage would always say Barnabas and Saul.
但是
Paul.
他们一出去了以后呢，发觉两个恩赐不一样。
But once they got on the journey, they realized they had different gifts.
扫罗呢，改名变成保罗之后呢，他说话灵手，什么时到什么地方都是他讲话。
And then. Afterwards, wherever they went, it is always Paul who spoke.
那巴拿巴呢，好像就非常安静在那里支持啊，他把那保罗是他带起来的哈，但是他那时出去就支持保罗的服事。
Even though Barnabas brought Paul to prominence to share the gospel, but it seems Barnabas now stood back in the back in the support. Taking the supportive role only.
所以很显然，巴拿巴呢不是一个很有那个口才，那个是话语恩赐的一个人。
So apparently, Barnabas is not a man of elegance and the ministry of the word.
但是他是一个圣灵充满的人。
However, he's one full of the Holy Spirit.
他的圣灵的充满呢，在他身上有一个果子。
And we could see one fruit of this holy being filled with the Holy Spirit.
就是他大有信心。
That is, he's full of faith.
你知道我们今天传福音的时候啊。
Today, as we share the gospel,
我们对主的信心是何样的重要。
How vital, essential this faith of ours is.
那固然呢，我们需要有一些神话语的恩赐，把那个神的那个福音能够讲得清楚。
Of course, we do need this gift of the ministry of God's word, so in order to explain the gospel clearly.
但是很多人呢，信主呢。
But many people believe in the Lord.
还不仅仅是听到一些福音的话语。
It's not simply because they've heard the word of the gospel.
他是呢看见了许多那个基督徒好的见证。
Instead, they have witnessed the good testimony of Christians.
看见一些基督徒啊，在碰到难处的时候呢，他们是怎么样面对的
？And they saw how Christians dealt with all the problems.
啊，当一个福音朋友看见一个常常跟他传福音的人。
Now, when a gospel friend sees this person who always shares the gospel with him, and he simply looks at him.
哎呀，突然呢，这听说啊，这个你在公司传福音的话，突然公司说啊，要开始裁员了。
And this person may be sharing the gospel in a company, and all of a sudden, there is a layoff in the company.
哎呀，每个人都心惶惶啊，要不然就开始那个攀交情啊，在打关系哈。
Everyone's heart is full of misgivings, trying to find connections and trying to get other channels.
开始打电话，开始送履历表。
Making phone calls, sending out resumes.
但是发觉呢，这个信主人跟他传福音的人，这时候他里头非常的安静。
But then he sees this person who shares the gospel to him. It's so calm in his heart.
他就问他说：“你不急吗？”
So he would ask that person, "That aren't you anxious?"
当然急了，我的孩子还没长大，我房租还没付完。
He said, "Of course I am. My kids are still little, not growing up yet. I still have this mortgage to pay."
但是不是？但是我别人都急得要命，我看不出你在有着着急啊。
But the gospel friends would say, "Everybody is so anxious, but I don't see you."
啊，他看见呢，这个传福音的人，他碰到这件事情的时候，他的反应不一样。
So he realized a different reaction of this Christian when he faces hardships.
那当个传福音的人，一个福音朋友看见这跟他传福音的人。
So when a gospel friend witnesses how a person who shares gospel,
有一天呢，他自己得到一个重症啊。
And then one day, maybe this person, the gospel friends, had a very serious sickness.
要不然是他的亲人得了一个重病。
Or maybe one of his beloved ones was very gravely sick.
当人看到这个，当人在经历这些事情的时候。
And when men experience all these situations,
我们东打听啊，西打听，哪个医生好啊，哪个医院好。
And we would try in through different ways which doctor is good.
哎呀，什么样的那个饮食啊，什么样的那个方式啊，什么样的偏方啊，都找急得要死。
What kind of what kind of food regimen that this we could get?
这个福音朋友就问他说：“哎，你碰见这事你不急吗？”
So this gospel says, "Aren't you anxious for all this?"
他说：“我当然急了。”
And he would say, "Yes, of course."
哎呀，这是我的最亲爱的人，我的太太，我的儿女，我的父母，这得这重病，我怎么不急呢？
This is my most dear one, be my wife or my children. Of course, I'm so anxious.
那但是我看不出来你急啊。
And a gospel friend would say, "I don't see any of this in you."
好像在你里头有一件什么东西，让你里头那么笃定，那么想安稳。
It seems there's something in you that makes you so firm and steadfast.
哎呀，是我们里面的信心啊，对主的信靠那个心，让我们在这个大的那个动荡的时候呢，我们里头有那个说不出来平安在我们里头。
It is the faith we have toward the Lord, which enables us to be calm and being rested. Because even among all the turbulent, volatile situations,
是这样子的见证
is this kind of testimony,
叫人信主
which enables people to believe in the Lord.
多少人跟那个信主之后跟我做见证啊，我就看到这个基督徒的见证，那个基督徒的见证啊，我觉得这个主真是好，我要信。
So many people have testified of this, saying that, oh, they have witnessed how this Christian acts, how that Christian behaves.
所以巴拿巴呢，他不仅是个好人。
So Barnabas is not only a good person.
他被圣灵充满。
He's also full of the Holy Spirit.
显在他有信心上。
And this being filled with the Holy Spirit manifests itself in his faith.
这信心一定在他的生活当中每一个细节上都显出来。
It manifests itself in every details of his daily living.
他说呢，于是有许多人归服了主。
Therefore, many people follow the Lord.
是他那样子有力的那个见证，带领许多人归主。
It is because of Barnabas' powerful testimony that he is able to bring people to the Lord.
我想呢，大部分的弟兄姊妹，包括这自己，都没有那样大的恩赐，就是传福音啊，像徐华弟兄一传就是多少人信主啊。
I think most of the brothers and sisters, including myself, do not have that great evangelizing gift like the deceased brother Robert Xu.
那么每一次在传福音的时候呢，我们就好像是舌头打结了。
Every time when we try to share the gospel, we seem to have the tongue tied.
但是你要知道，我们传福音的时候，圣灵充满我们。
But we know that when we share the gospel, if the Holy Spirit fills us,
更需要的是我们在生活上的见证。
It needs more to have this testimony of our life.
显在我们对神的信心上。
And this testimony of our life is being seen in our faith to the Lord.
如果我们在生活当中每一个细节里头，我们都能够显出对主那个信靠的时候。
If every detail of our daily living could manifest our faith to the Lord,
我们那个传福音的是何等样的有力、啊、
Then how powerful our sharing of the gospel will
become. 这是我们每一个人都会有的。
And this is an experience everyone should have.
这是我们每一个人都需要求的。
And this is also the experience every one of us needs to ask the Lord for.
每一个人都需要被圣灵来充满。
Everyone needs to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
好叫呢，我们能够起来来传主的。
So that we could rise up to share the gospel.
好叫我们在生活上面有见证。
So that we would have this testimony in our life.
是的，传福音呢，实在是圣灵的工作。
Yes, indeed, sharing the gospel is the work of the Holy Spirit.
不管我们在什么样的环境，我们来传福音。
Regardless of the circumstances in which you will evangelize,
如果没有圣灵在同工的话
without the co-working of the Holy Spirit.
我们呢不知道怎么样来传福音。
We actually don't know how to share the gospel.
哥林多前书第十二章啊，他这么说啊。
First Corinthians chapter 12.
他说呢，若是被圣灵感动的，没有人说耶稣是可咒诅的。
No one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed.
要是不是被圣灵感动的话，也没有人可说耶稣基督是主的。
No one can say Jesus is Lord except he is filled with the Holy Spirit.
今天每一个人他信主。
Today, everyone who believes in the Lord
都是圣灵在他里面的工作。
Is the result of the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
如果没有圣灵在里面感动的话，
Without this touching of the Holy Spirit,
没有人能够悔改的。
No one can repent.
没有人会看见他自己是个罪人。
No one can see himself as a sinner.
没有人看见他自己需要神。
Nor can he see that he needs God.
唯有圣灵在人心中工作的时候，
Only when the Holy Spirit works in each person's heart,
人的心才能够被转回。
Could a person's heart be turned back?
在约翰福音啊，他第十六章他这么说，第十五章他这么说，十六章吧，他这么说。
In the Gospel according to John, it says.
那我当主去的时候，他才跑回师来。
When the Lord ascended to heaven, he would send this Holy Spirit.
他才跑回师来的时候呢，他就要人为罪、为义、为审判自己，责备自己。
And the Holy Spirit would convict the world, because of sin, because of righteousness, and because of judgment.
我们今天在传福音的时候，在福音班或者在平常，我们跟地福音朋友们传福音的时候
，Today when we share the gospel, whether it's at the gospel class or you know we personally share the gospel,
那么有很多的难处，这些福音朋友会梦遇见的。
Our gospel friends would encounter so many difficulties.
那么如果我们是在一个无神论的国家长大的话，
Many of our gospel friends would have different questions if he has grown up in an atheist country.
那么呢，要他们相信有神，那是何等困难的事。
For them to believe in the Lord, how difficult it is.
从小就被长大，说没有救主，没有神，对不对？一下子说有神了啊，就是一个大难关要过去。
Now, ever since they started growing up, they were taught there.Was no God, and now you're telling them to believe in God. This is a great threshold.
那么我们讲了很多很多，他还说好吧，相信有神吧。
And after we talk so much, maybe they say, okay, there is God.
哪一个神呢？今天中国大陆这么多神。
But then which one is God? There's so many gods in mainland China.
这今天呢，虽然共产主义思想。破灭了，那么人开始去追求一些那个信仰了。但是呢，各式各样的信仰呢，是哪一个是真实？
Even though they have lost hope in communism, but there are so many beliefs. Which one should they follow?
但是呢，我发觉呢，这外面很多的问题啊，常常是我们的很外头的，是一个幌子哈，让我们呢不愿意去相信神。
But I realize that all these difficulties they raise are simply a pretext because they do not want to believe in the Lord.
那么人可以用很多借口，找到很多的理由，跟你说我不要相信神。
Because men could find so many excuses saying that this is why I don't want to believe.
那么人不相信神呢，有一个最大的原因呢，他不相信他是个罪人。
Now, for people who do not believe in the Lord, has this greatest reason that he does not believe. That is because he does not want to admit he's a sinner.
那么我们今天传福音传的，就说你为什么信？那时候要不传信主呢？因为我们是个罪人。
When we share gospel, we always tell them why you have to believe in the Lord because we are sinners.
有些人呢，福音朋友听着会跳脚啊，他说我是罪人，你才是罪人呢。
And some gospel friends, upon hearing this, they would become furious.
我既不偷又不抢，我从不犯法，我这个顶天立地，我这个凭着良心做事。
I do not steal, I do not rob, I do not kill, I do everything according to my own conscience. I stand clear of my conscience.
你说我是个罪人。
And you tell me I'm a sinner.
他没办法接受。
He simply cannot accept it.
这个需要圣灵来工作了。
So, we need the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们可以解释很多说罪啊，不单是只是外面行出来的，有时候你心里想的也是罪啊。
We could explain to them well that the sin is not only external acts, but also internally your thoughts.
那不单是那个犯法的事情也是罪，那些不犯法的事情呢，也有很多是罪的啊。
Many things, sins does not only include.Acts that you violate the laws. Many others, even though when you don't violate the laws, are considered sin.
但是只有当圣灵来的时候
，Only when the Holy Spirit comes.
圣灵光照人的时候
，Only when the Holy Spirit enlightens man.
才发觉我们真的是从头到脚都是罪人。
Then we could really realize that from the top of our crown to the bottom, the sole of our feet.
不是不是人在那里解说，不是那里在那里在辩论，叫人能够认罪。
It's not by debates, but simply by explanation that people will confess their sins.
圣灵的工作让人能够认识自己是个罪人。
It's simply by the work of the Holy Spirit that convicts people.
他那里呢，主更说呢，人呢。罪啊，一个最基本的罪，他不信我，他就是个罪。
And there we read the text saying that.Not believing in the Lord is sin.
那么呢，还有一个问题就是，那个我们要回到神面前。人人都说了，我们因为神是爱嘛，对不对？所以呢，我们呢，只要我们这个有这个意愿，神都应该接纳我们，可以到神面前去吧。
Another question they might have is saying, well, since God is love, as long as I have this desire, I should be able to come back to God.
那么我现在开始没什么罪了，那么我这是个义人啦、啊，这个神可以接纳我。
And especially after I believe in the Lord, I don't have sins anymore. God should be able to accept me.
人没有看见呢，神要求的公义是神他那样子的公义。
But they have not understood that the righteousness is the righteousness of God.
除非我们能够达到神所要求那个义。
Unless we can actually measure up to the righteousness God commands,
我们还是不能够回到神的面前。
We still cannot come back to
God. 我们没有办法跟神和好。
Cannot be reconciled to Him.
哎呀，他说呢，为义啊，是因为往父那里去啊，你们就不再见我。
And Jesus says that, I go to, The Holy Spirit will convict the world of righteousness because I go to my Father.
因为呢，主呢，只有主是义的。
Because only the Lord is righteous.
那在那个当主离开世界的时候，在世上再也找不到义人了。
When the Lord left the world, you could not find any righteous man.
唯有相信主耶稣基督，披上他的义袍，我们才能在神面前被称义。
Only by believing in the Lord, putting on His righteous robe, could we be called righteous before God.
没有任何人能够靠着自己好的行为达到神义的要求。
None of us can actually reach God's requirements by good works.
那要传福音的时候特别难，那个是对那些平常这个行为就很好的一些好人啊，一些书生，跟他传福音特别难。
Especially when you try to share the gospel with people who generally have good works, are scholars, it's very difficult.
因为他们觉得他是个好人。
Because they consider themselves good people.
哎呀，你怎么跟他讲啊？他觉得我够好了。
No matter what you might say, they would think they're good enough.
为圣灵来的时候
Only when the Holy Spirit descends.
为圣灵开里面的眼睛，人的里面的眼睛，才让人看见了人的义啊，都像那个破烂的那个衣服一样啊，麻布啊。
Only when the Holy Spirit opens up their eyes, then they would see that all their good works are filthy rags.
你可以这个夸很多，你做了许多的好事。
You might boast of so many good works you have conducted.
我也当圣灵一光照的时候。
But when the Holy Spirit shines upon you,
发觉呢那些义啊，里头多少的私心在里头。
You realize all the righteous acts actually consist of many private agendas.
就神说呢，我们的义啊，就像那个破烂的那个破烂的衣服麻布一样。
That's why God says that our righteousness is just like filthy rags.
你都不敢穿到身上去的。
You wouldn't dare to wear it.
穿上去的这个衣服千疮百孔啊。
When you put on this kind of filthy rags, you could see all the holes upon the garment.
我有圣灵来的时候。
But only when the Holy Spirit descends,
才让人能够看见，唯有耶稣基督才能够符合神公义的要求。
only he could allow people to see that it is only through Jesus Christ that we could measure up to God's commandment. Only when we put on Jesus Christ could we be justified before God.
他不但是为义, 为罪, 为义还为审判,
not only for righteousness, but also for judgment.
今天世上的人, 很不相信死神的人, 都不相信将来有一天会审判。
All the non-believers of the world today do not believe this judgment to come.
因为那个审判这件事情太严厉了。
Because judgment, this very matter, is so grave, so sincere.
被神定罪的人呢, 要下火湖, 永远的死亡, 永远的沉沦。
Because the one who is condemned to death will go to the lake of fire forever. This is eternal perdition.
连基督徒今天当中都有一些人认为啊, 在那个地狱里头的人呢, 是没有知觉的, 因为他觉得如果有知觉的话, 他这个是我们的神太残忍了。
And some people say that because this is such a serious matter that those people who are in hell have no consciousness. Otherwise, that would be too gruesome.
如果将来神不审判的话,
but if God does not judge,
你管他我们是这个是你是不是个罪人, 我管他是不是个义人,
does it really matter whether you are a righteous person or or a sinner?
这个罪人也好, 义人也好, 将来都上天堂。
Be a sinner or a righteous person, it doesn't matter, everybody go to heaven.
信不信主耶稣基督也没什么关系了。
It really doesn't matter whether you believe in Jesus Christ or not.
审判这件事情是何等样的真实，马上就要临到的。
But this very matter of judgment is so real, it will come to us very soon.
也需要圣灵来在人心中工作。
And this, for this, we need the Holy Spirit to work in us.
开人里面的眼睛呢。
To open up our inner eyes,
看见那个审判啊, 就要临到, 是那样的真实。
So we could see that this judgment is imminent, it's so real.
如果我们不相信主耶稣基督的话,
if we do not believe in the Lord Jesus
Christ, 如果我们的罪不得到赦免的话,
if our sins are not forgiven,
如果我们没有穿上耶稣基督的衣袍的话,
if we have not put on the righteous robe of Jesus Christ,
审判台前都要下火湖的。
Before the seat, judgment seat, all of us will be condemned to lake of fire and brimstone.
我们为什么知道将来主要审判呢?
Why do we know that the Lord will judge?
主说呢, 因为这个世界的王现在就受了审判。
Because our Lord says that the ruler of this world is now judged. Our Lord has overcome Satan's enemy on the cross. He rose from the dead, he ascended on high, and he has judged the ruler of this world.
因为现今的王, 世界的王,
because the ruler of this present world is judged already.
我们这些原来在这个世界的王子底下所辖制的人,
all of us who are in bondage of this king,
那么将来怎么会不受审判呢?
How could we not be judged in the time to come?
他们的王都被审判了。
Even their king is judged.
那么在他王底下辖制的人能够逃脱将来的审判吗?
All those who are under the bondage of him, could they escape from this judgment?
唯有当人看见的时候,
but only when people see this,
人里头会敬畏,
could men have this fearful heart,
我们来寻求那个神的赦免,
to seek the Lord's forgiveness,
能够逃脱将来的审判,
in order to escape from this judgment to come.
这是圣灵的工作,
and this is the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
而且只有圣灵能这么工作,
only the Holy Spirit does this work.
只有圣灵能够叫人畏罪, 畏义, 畏审判, 自己这边自己,
and only Holy Spirit can convict us of sin, judgment, and also righteousness.
这个是绝对不是你我能够做的。
This is not something you and I can do.
这是圣灵做的。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
但圣灵怎么做呢?
But how does the Holy Spirit perform this ministry?
圣灵是借他的儿女们做的。
It is through His children.
他是借着儿女们在那里传他的福音。
It is through His children the Holy Spirit does this.
借着他的儿女们在那里对他做见证。
It is through His children's testimonies.
圣灵把该说的话摆在我们里头。
Because the Holy Spirit has placed the word we should speak in our heart.
圣灵在我们身上有生活的见证。
And the Holy Spirit allows us to have this testimony of life.
你会不会有这种经历啊？
Have you ever had this experience?
你呢，一直很想跟一个人传福音。
you really want to share the gospel with this particular one.
但有一天呢，有一个很好的机会到你旁边的时候呢，他想要听一点福音的时候，你突然没有话讲。
And one day this good opportunity does come along, when he wants to listen to the gospel, and then you have nothing to share.
有的时候呢，就是他真要想要看，心中有人动，想要看你的见证的时候，我们却说了一些不该说的话。
And sometimes he is so stirred up to want to see your testimony, but then we speak something we're not supposed to.
所以呢，彼得前书啊，他这样告诉我们啊。
So First Peter tells us.
他说呢，那个当有人问到我们心中盼望的缘由的时候啊。
When someone asks you the reasons for your hope in
your heart. 我们要常做准备啊。
We should be ready.
那么用虔诚敬畏的心呢来回答个人。
To always give a defense to the one who asks you with this reverence and godliness.
我们要常做准备。
Always be made ready.
常常在圣灵面前那个的等候。
Often wait before the Holy Spirit.
求圣灵给我们一个好的机会，跟这个我们想心中的负担这个人有机会跟他讲。
We ask the Holy Spirit to give us this opportunity. Whom we have had this burden to share.
有合宜的话，有好的见证。
The right word with good testimony.
那么很多时候，那个圣灵就会带领我们到一个，我们都没有想到一个机会。哎，他突然问了一些问题，他忽然想要知道一些事。
Sometimes the Holy Spirit will lead us to this opportunity that we would never thought of this thing, and then the gospel friend would ask a few questions.
如果我们常常准备的话,
but if we can constantly be made ready,
常常在神面前等候,
and constantly waiting before the Lord,
圣灵就会把合宜的话在那时候告诉我们。
And the Holy Spirit will give you the fitting words to share.
有的时候呢，我们都不知道我们的话怎么会这么说呢？
And sometimes we don't even realize why I speak like
that. 可能说过的时候，我们都不知道这个话在那里头有什么样的反应。
Or sometimes we don't even realize that what kind of reaction this person might have upon hearing this.
我们不晓得。
We don't know.
但是呢，圣灵知道。
But the Holy Spirit.
圣灵借着我们说一些话，说一些事。
So Holy Spirit would use us with our words or with the works we have done.
我们要做的呢，一面我们常常在神面前准备自己。
So what we need to do is just on the one hand, we need to prepare ourselves before the Holy Spirit.
当圣灵带领我们给我们机会的时候
，When the Holy Spirit leads us and gives us the opportunity,
我们用温柔跟敬畏的心来回答给人。
With meekness and with the fear to answer their questions.
一面里面温柔的。
On the one hand, you are meek within your heart.
你头真正能够体会，我知道这个还没有信主的时候，里面很多的难处。
You could really feel for him, sympathizing with him, with all the questions, difficulties a non-believer would encounter.
我们不是在那强的，在那强辩，一直辩着人家，一直那个相信主。
We're not trying to debate with them, to force them to believe.
我们了解，我们里头有同情，我们知道。信主的这过程，我们都这样过来的。
Instead, we understand, we empathize, because we have all gone through the same experience.
但不是因为我们温柔，我们体贴人，我们就随便啊。
But being meek, being empathetic, doesn't mean you are being careless or recklessly.
但是我们还要用敬畏的心来回答。
But still, you have to answer that person with fear.
因为我们在讲的事情。
Because the very thing we're talking about,
不是地上的事情,
it's not earthly things.
不是天上, 是天上的事情,
it is things in heaven.
不是普普通通的事情,
it's not just some ordinary thing.
是关乎永生永死的事情,
it pertains to eternal life and death.
不是人在世界上的一些思想,
it's not some human thoughts in this world.
是圣灵在人里面的启示,
instead, this is the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在那里工作。
It is the Holy Spirit who works there.
我们只不过是个器皿。
We are simply vessels.
我们呢，唯一能做的就是存着敬畏的心啊，来告诉人这件事情， 何等样的重要。
The only thing we could do is with this heart of reverence, telling the non-believer how important this very matter is.
一面我们温柔，我们能够体会人。
On the one hand, we are meek, gentle, and so we can empathize with others.
因为里面我们存着敬畏的心，告诉人这件事情何等样的重。
On the other hand, we have this heart of fear. We could tell them how imperative this matter is.
剩下的事情就是圣灵的事了。
Now, what's left is simply the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵用我们这些只是一很微小的器皿，为他出口，为他见证主。
Because Holy Spirit is using us, these small vessels of His, to be His mouthpieces and also to testify for the Lord.
感谢主，我们信主了以后呢，我们里面都有圣灵的内住。
We thank the Lord after we believe in the Lord, we all have this indwelling Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们里面带领我们，更正我们，改变我们。
He is leading us and he is renewing us. He is correcting us in our heart.
但是我们都要来求圣灵充满。
But we all have to make this supplication.
他说要被圣灵充满。
Be filled with the Holy Spirit.
还不在乎外面的一些感觉、一些经历。
It's not a matter of outward, external feelings and experiences.
那么而是重在圣灵在我们里面的工作，完全服在圣灵的这掌管底下。
It's more emphasized the internal work of the Holy Spirit, so that we will be completely submit ourselves to Him.
来，我们这里面仅仅有简单的祷告。
With simple prayers.
我们把自己献上，当作一个器皿，圣灵自己来用。
We simply offer ourselves to God as a vessel for Him to use.
圣灵要充满我们一个目的，为他做见证，为主耶稣基督做见证。
And the purpose that the Holy Spirit fills us.Is to hold this testimony of our Lord Jesus.
好叫主的福音在我们中间能够被传出来。
So that the gospel will be widely preached among us.
用祈祷告。
Shall we pray?
父，我们感谢赞美你。
Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
不但是你借着耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们。
Not only have you begotten us. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
叫我们里面有活泼的盼望。
So that we have this living hope within us.
如今，当我们的主升天，他要赐下父所应许的圣灵。
But now the Lord has ascended on high and sent down the Holy Spirit promise.
叫我们在圣灵里头有能力。
So that in Holy Spirit we'll be mighty.
能够传你的福音。
To preach your gospel.
能够成为主耶稣基督的见证。
To become the witnesses of our Lord Jesus.
让我们这是在里面常常天天能够活在圣灵的充满里。
Let us live daily being filled with the Holy Spirit.
好，叫我们真是成为你这颗使用的器皿。
So that we truly will become vessels for your use.
祷告奉主的名。
We ask in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.